This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, 9:22 in the morning. Thank you for staying with us. Koo Soo Chuang and Philip C in the morning run. Now, just a quick recap of how the local markets are doing. We are seeing the benchmark actually pairing earlier declines, now down only by 0.1% to 1,546 points. And interestingly, Phil, Top Glove at 250, Supermax at 155, both actually marking intraday gains from yesterday. Top Glove up by nearly 3%, Supermax up by nearly 2%, and HLT Global up by nearly 4% to 53 cents. Of course, the specters Omicron and IHU and Flurona. That's right.
Yeah, because I guess what you're saying is that the gloves, I think, are helping us pare down the losses.
That's right. And so now we turn our attention to the Malaysian technology sector, because in terms of following the trend set by other markets within the KL Technology Index, that particular sub-index rose by 39% last year compared to the KLCI's minus 4%. Now, after such strong performance in 2021, the question is, can the technology sector continue to shine again, or are valuations too lofty and is it time to lock in some gains? So for some answers on this, we turn now to Tan Jae Yang, the senior analyst at the Hong Leong Investment Bank. Jae Yang, global semiconductor sales are expected to grow by 8% in 2022. What will be the products and applications that will drive this?
According to WSTS, all product categories are expected to experience expansions in 2022. Sensors will lead the pack with 11% growth, followed by logic, 11% as well, analog with 9%, memory 9%, discrete 7%, opto 6%, and micro electronics with 6%. However, in terms of application, we see recovery in smartphone along with communication segments are expected to be major growth driver on the back of 5G proliferation. Next would be high performance computing, or we call it HPC, supported by the robust investment in cloud, cryptocurrency, and metaverse. Although Internet of Things device generally has lower IC content, the sheer forecasted volume suggested that this market is too big to ignore. Lastly, demand from automotive is expected to be solid, as electric or autonomous vehicle requires significantly higher semiconductor content.
The CapEx spend for these 29 fabs is expected to surpass $140 billion over the next few years. Can you help us understand why this surge is positive for the technology sector?
First of all, robust CapEx cycle will lead to higher demand for semiconductor manufacturing equipment. Although most of our equipment players are concentrated in the backend or OSAT, they will nonetheless benefit as part of the supply chain, because capacity expansion in the front end will require equivalent capacity development in the backend to support higher output. Secondly, similar to the explanation earlier, our OSAT players are also expected to see higher wafer loadings due to the higher output from foundries. Understanding from OSATs under our coverage, such as Inari, Emetron, and Unisem, demand visibility remains very strong, and this has incentivized them to embark on aggressive capacity expansions. And this is not meant only for Malaysia, but also their other geographical presences, such as China.
Yeah, however, Jae Yang, it's not a completely rosy picture, yeah, because input costs like gold, aluminium, copper, steel, they're all on upward trajectories. Will this have any impact at all on margins, or can these costs be passed on?
Yes, commodities such as gold, aluminium, copper, and steel prices are on upward trajectories, and this may spell bad news for tech players. Pricier raw materials will exert pressures on margins for packagers and equipment makers. However, we are not overly concerned, as industry-wide capacity constraints position tech players with stronger bargaining power to pass through higher material costs. This can be evidently seen based on some industry trends, such as ASE hikes, longer-term order loading, take-or-pay arrangement, equipment consignment, CAPEX co-funding, etc.
All right. So with that, what is your call on the sector, despite the lofty valuations of 39x for the sector?
We reiterate our overweight stance on the sector. We expect tech sector to experience multi-year earnings growth supported by fundamental exponential demand and further enticed by government incentives. We maintain our tactical position in favor of front-end players, as many countries have rushed to develop their semiconductor capabilities, especially in leading edge, which means smaller than 7 nanometer, front-end fabrication to be self-sufficient on the back of strategic and security interests.
So, Jae Yang, on the back of these, as you mentioned, right, what are your top picks and why?
Our topics are Franken, UWC, and Kobe. In line with our tactical position, both Franken and UWC have exposure to semiconductor front end. We iterate our buy call on front end with a TP of 442. We like Franken for its multi-year growth ahead on the back of sustainable global semiconductor market outlook, robust fab foundry investment, leading edge technology, strong balance sheet to support its Taiwan expansion. For UWC, we also have a buy call with a TP of 652. We believe that the ongoing trade intensity may eventually benefit UWC, which provides a one-stop-shop solution as more companies shift their productions out of China to avoid import tariffs. Lastly, we also include Kobe as one of the topics, leveraging on its rapidly growing new business ventures, namely advanced data server and solar frame project. We have a buy call on it with a TP of 8 ringgit.
Yes, Jay Young, thanks so much for your time. That was Tan Jay Young, Senior Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.